So we're going to talk to Trevor Graham and his film Chef Antonio, Recipes for Revolution. Fantastic film, Trevor.
Thanks, Annie. Thanks, Annie. And glad to be part of your Solidarity Forever program.
Yeah, that's right. It's a fascinating film because this is a co-production between it's an Italiano-Australian co-production. So how did you get roped into this?
Well, that's a long story, but I'll try and make it as quick as possible. I have a friend in Sydney who has a daughter with Down syndrome. They're good friends. And the mum, Tracy Lee, is an activist for disability rights organisations. And she went across to Italy, to northwestern Italy, to Asti, to stay at a hotel, the Albergo Edigo, which has created this revolutionary program, hence the title, Chef Antonio's Recipes for Revolution, for training people to work in hospitality as chefs and waiters and front of house people, sommeliers, you name it, hotel workers. And this training program has also come to Australia in the form of a hotel in the Blue Mountains, which operates very much along the same lines. So I went across to Italy to check it out with my trusty Melbourne cinematographer, Jenny Meany, and we spent 10 days there, and then I spent the next 3 years going backwards and forwards to film the story that's screening today at the Cinema Nova at 4 p.m. And it became an Italian-Australian co-production, the first documentary ever co-production between Italy and Australia, and only the second film co-production between the two countries. So it's quite a sort of honour and quite a task to get that happening, but the film has money from both Screen Australia and the Italian Ministry of Culture. The film is totally in Italian and subtitled. If your viewers want to take a nice trip to Italy, see some fantastic food, engage in a strong story, laugh, cry, you name it, go to the Nova this afternoon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was thinking when I was watching it, Trevor, you've really struck gold here. You get to go to Italy all the time.
I lucked out, I have to say. It was a tough call, Annie, I can assure you. Look, one of the joys of making the film was being welcomed and accepted by the community that I was filming with. Partially because I was Australian and I'd come from the other side of the world. You know, they felt like, gee, what's this guy on about? They were curious to begin with. But then when they saw I was sort of serious about coming backwards and forwards over a period of 3 years and spending about 6 months there in total, you know, by the end of that, I felt like I was part of this big Italian family. And, you know, very, very much welcomed into their community. And, you know, I say that when I was filming that I became a bit like another pot and pan in the kitchen because everybody was just used to me being there, that they forgot I was there.
You can
see
tell
that on screen.
Yeah, you can tell that. That was one of the things I was going to get at before we get to the serious issues that are involved in the film. Your filmmaking technique is fantastic, I'll have to say, very fantastic. And there's these Diane Arbus moments involved in this film.
Right. Yeah. Other people have made that comparison.
Well, because, of course, it's fascinating. I mean, you're a filmmaker and, you know, there's a certain voyeurism involved in filmmaking in a way. And this is a documentary. And, of course, these people are, you know, a lot of these people have got Down syndrome, et cetera. And so we're fascinated if we don't have Down syndrome. One of the people actually say, they don't see me, they just see Down syndrome. But in this film, we actually see them.
Well, look, that's one of the intentions behind the film is to... just to put it really, really simply, I have, right from the start, this attitude that we all have the same needs in life, to work, to have something to look forward to, someone to love. And they're the sort of values that, in infiltrate, if you like, the story. You find that Mirko and his girlfriend, they have exactly the same sort of needs, aspirations, dreams, desires as everybody else. And so it puts everybody on an equal footing. I think that's what the film does. It puts everyone on an equal footing. There's no able, disabled. People are all able and have ability if they're given opportunities. And we are all like that. Without opportunity in life, you know, we suffer. We don't grow. So that's what's being offered to the young men and women in Italy and now in Australia at the Hotel Etigo Australia in the Blue Mountains. They're being given opportunities to engage in meaningful employment and ultimately become independent or gain some independence. Well, not just through money, but through experience.
Yeah, yeah, take their place at the table of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. In fact, there's so many quotable quotes. You must have, as a filmmaker, you must have thought, oh my God, what luck some of these quotable quotes. So Jessica Berta, the lovely waitress who aspires to become a chef, she actually said this fantastic thing about you're not begging. Antonio offers you this opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Fantastic
yes.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Now, look, all of the dialogue in the film comes directly from all of the participants. So when Mirko repeatedly says things like his girlfriend, Francesca Buzzi, has the eyes of an angel, or yeah. I adore her, we are made for one another, they are all direct quotes from Mirko. Nothing has been kind of like created or woven in there that's from me. They're all direct, as you say, quotes from each of them. And Jessica is, you know, like a really experienced waitress now, and she's very, very grateful. She grateful is the wrong word. She knows that she has a right to work, and she knows that she's been offered that position because of Antonio. So there is a bond there. But it's not one of gratitude like, you know, like a beggar would have.
Yeah, that's right.
It's one of I'm asserting my right, and Antonio has allowed me to assert my right.
It's very interesting too that, I mean, you were very clear about Antonio in this film, but instead of it being I'm a special person who confers these, he is also exactly level with them.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a great man.
He is, and he would have it no other way, and I would have it no other way as well. There is a sense of equality across all of the people in the film. I think, you know, one of the mothers comes across as being very strict and severe, but, you know, she and her son Mirko...
Yeah, she is rather severe,
make that work. They make that work for them. There's a sort of symbiotic relationship there that works for both of them. But, yes, a great sense of equality across the film. Nobody has more status than any other, and everyone's on an equal footing.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that I got out of this, I mean, there's a couple of, you know, there's lots of things, but one of them, I love that thing where the TV, they've become the darling of TV productions. And he says quite sincerely, Antonio says quite sincerely and properly, that it's economically sustainable. And the TV producer goes, oh, well, you know, don't say that. Be more romantic.
Yeah, yeah. That's my little dig about TV journalism.
It's hilarious.
It's the complete opposite to how I made the film. So that's why I sort of wanted it in there. And I hope people, well, you've picked it up and other people do as well. But, you know, I spent a long time observing people. And then the TV journalist comes in and says, oh, no, those cups on the table, you know, they don't look good on TV.
Yeah, they don't
You've
look good on TV.
You've got to arrange everything. And then they get directed to put the cup there in the place for the camera. you know, it's just a small kind of media, but
yeah, but also the people look at them like they're crazy, you know. I mean, we've spent all day making arranging this to look beautiful for our customers, and you're telling us it doesn't look good on TV? I thought it was hilarious.
Good.
The other thing is that in this film, the fabric of this film is the Italian landscape and urban landscape, we'll have to say. And, of course, it's and the music as well. And so it's very, it's Renaissance in a sense. Like a Renaissance is the pinnacle of human, you know, placing the human in the centre of the world. But, of course, it was all about idealised body forms. And this is a very nice juxtaposition, if you ask me.
Yeah. Look, and to just bounce off that, there's a very brief shot of Michelangelo's Moses, his sculpture, which I filmed in Rome, and it is that idealised form, but I've deliberately put it in there because what did Moses do in the biblical sense? He led his people to the promised land, and that's the kind of metaphor for what Antonio was doing. You know, he's leading us all, in a way, to a better state of understanding human diversity, and you know, he says it himself with his food that he wants his food to appreciate the full diversity of humankind, and I can't put it any better myself. So, and the music's by the fabulous Melbourne composer Cesare Scusti, who did the music for Red Dog and many other films. Wonderful composer to work with, and he really tuned into both the story, the themes, the characters, and created a wonderful score.
You certainly did. So let's get to why you're going to catch a plane very shortly to come to Melbourne. Down at Nova, there's a special screening, 4 p.m, and there's a reason, and you're in company.
Yes, I have some guests who are joining me. Francesca Neri, who's a young woman who is living with some intellectual disabilities, and her father, Miles Neri, who's a doctor. They're going to talk about their family experience and their response to the film. They both love the film. They saw the film online at the Melbourne Film Festival. And I should say that the screening at the Nova today is the first in-cinema screening in Melbourne that's taken place.
Wow.
So that's a very special event. Mm. There still are some tickets left, but if you want to get a ticket, you better get out there and buy it. And the other person is Tracy Lee Aristides, who I mentioned previously. She's the person who told me first about the Hotel Etigo in Asti and urged me to go there. She became a consultant on the film, and she's coming to talk about the situation of employment in Australia for people with intellectual disabilities and how Chef Antonio is a shining light for what we could all be doing here as well.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to us, Trevor, and enjoy your flight.
Thank you. Thanks, Annie. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.